I've really been meaning to call them. Oh, it is? Awesome. Hi. It's me, the girl you like. Oh, I don't think you understand. You don't know me, but I know you. Oh, yeah. We've met at school before. You gave me your number, actually. But, you know, you've blocked me, so I can't really... Yeah? That's right! It's me! You didn't think that you could get away that easily, did you? I found your number in a phone book. You know, at the library. The one place I'm allowed to go right now. And it says here that... Well, this is your number, and... Your residence is... Well, not that far from mine. And I was hoping that maybe I could pay you a little visit? No. Well, that won't work, will it? We need a yes. You see, I'm actually not near you. Or more so, I'm already there. I am in your house, somewhere, and you don't know where, but it doesn't matter because we'll be together soon enough. Oh, you sound so scared. Why are you so scared, bunny? There's no reason to be scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. Well, as long as you don't run away, that is. You think you can find me? I mean, you could try. Don't do that. Don't you dare call the police. See? There we go. This can be lovely and so nice if you just let it be. You see, bunny, I love you very, very much, but your family tried to keep me away from you. Yeah, I know. I bet you miss me so much. They really tried their best, didn't they? You know, sending me to prison, filing a restraining order. They were all pathetic acts, honestly. I mean, come on, you really think that I would stop just because the law told me to? You're the only person I need, bunny. I don't need anyone else. So why would I stop just because some silly piece of paper told me I need to? Calm down, Ace. Bunny. Oh, right. That's what I told you my name was. I lied. I mean, are you really shocked? I can't tell you anything, bunny. You always seem to use it against me and then get us both in trouble. I'm not getting out of your house anytime soon, so you might as well stop trying to look for me. Can I see you? Of course I can see you. I mean, you have security cameras after all. You think it was that hard to hijack them after I learned that you used Logitech cameras? Please. That is such an old camera. It was like taking a piece of cake from a baby. Oh, you look so, so scared. I promise, I'm not here to kill you or hurt you. But you won't be leaving anytime soon. You see, since you have Logitech cameras and they are connected with your database, Your parents made a horrible decision getting smart doors because now you're locked in. You have no way out, and no one has any way in. You know, you look really pretty. From, you know, the shitty grammar quality at least. Yeah? You think I'm pretty too? Aw, funny. That's so sweet of you. Listen, I'll give you 10 seconds, you know, to try and find me, but if you don't find me successfully, well, you might as well say goodbye, because I have a bunch of people who are coming to take you soon. Don't worry, we're not going to hurt you in any way. Well, again, that is, unless you don't come willingly. You'll probably hear them in a second or so, but yeah. Can you hear me? Aw, but your frightened face will take it as a yes. Everyone around you sees me and thinks that I'm just being nice little girlfriend checking up on you. They don't actually know that I'm the reason you're in there. Can you hear me? So? Oh, how can you escape? Well, I suppose there's a couple ways, but the first one being, tell me you love me. Just 3 little words. Just have to say them truthfully, that is. If you lie to me, well then, ooh, you're gonna be in for a treat, aren't you, Bunny? Oh? Why are you crying? All I'm asking you to do is tell me that you love me. You have no idea how much I love you. I am absolutely obsessed. Did you know that the entire time I was in prison, the only caller I asked to call was you? But they said no, because you had a restraining order against me. I told you you'd regret doing that. We could have lived peacefully, but no. You just had to have your freedom. And you just had to tell on me, because, oh, it's so bad that I hurt your friends for getting too close to you. Come on, darling. You know that I wouldn't do anything that wouldn't be for your benefit, right? Alrighty, I will let you out, but you must promise to not leave me again, and say you love me again. What was that? Why did you call me? I'm disgusting! That's so funny! You really think I'm disgusting? I put a roof over your head. Your family's head. I pay off your parents' student loans. I pay off their crippling gambling debt. And you say that I'm crazy. And that you don't love me. How could you not love someone who has done so much for you, huh? Come on. You need to try a little harder to be grateful. Come on! Can't you just say you love me once? That would satiate me for the rest of my life. I'd be happy dying after that. Come on. on. Don't you want to have a little more fun? I've done so much for you, but you can't validate any of it. Isn't it funny? People do such nice things, but no, we're the bad guys. I'm the reason your parents still have a fucking job. But you can't do the decency of going out with me. But it doesn't matter anyways, because even if you didn't want to go out with me, you're going to. What is that sound? What the fuck? No, fuck! I didn't do anything! Let me go! I didn't do anything! I was just checking up on my boyfriend! Let me go! I don't know! I didn't do anything! I didn't hurt them! I'm just here to take care of them! Let me go! They're my one true love! Let me go! I can't believe you called the cops on me! The audacity that you have! Let me go! They're all mine! I'm the only one who can love them! Their family doesn't understand! Baby, baby, tell them! Tell them you didn't mean to call the cops on me! No! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!